7:21 at WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
It's the WEOL Morning Show.
Summer style.
Kluber style. I would go with that. Bob DiBiasio of the Indians joins us this morning. Sam McDowell, Randy Johnson, Corey Kluber. That's pretty good company, I would think, Bob, for a young pitcher.
Absolutely. Good morning, boys. Mr. Kluber and Carlos Carrasco with all their strikeouts pitching themselves into the history book, certainly of our franchise. And what Corey's doing is pretty remarkable when you stack them up against some of the great strikeout pitchers of all time. But, you know, when Corey Kluber gets his name etched in the Cleveland Indians record book and he sits there right alongside the Sam McDowells and the Bob Fellers and the Lenny Barkers of the world, guys who led the American League in strikeouts, he's doing something very special.
You know, Bob, we've got two games tonight, right?
Yes, we do. We have a chance. We sit 3.5 games back of the wild card, and we can get two wins today. We sit 1.5 back, so it's a big, big day for the Tribe. Gates will open at 5 o'clock. There'll be a game at 6:05, the continuation of the suspended game that was played in Kansas City. So, oddly, the Royals will be the home team at Progressive Field in that event, and that'll start at 6:05. It'll be the bottom of the 10th inning with the Indians winning 4-2. So hopefully we get a quick 1-2-3 inning and get out a five-minute victory there, and then we'll begin the second game at 7:05 tonight with Carlos Carrasco on the mound. You only need one ticket to see both games, so come on down to the ballpark. The guys could use the support as we play some very interesting baseball here the final week of the baseball season.
Well, I heard Terry Francona talking to Tom Hamilton in one of the manager's minutes, and the question was about, playing these games, and he's just basically saying anytime you can play games at the end of September that are meaningful, that's what's exciting. That's what baseball is. That's what players play to do, regardless of if they get anywhere in October. It's just making those relevant games at the end of the September month.
Well, exactly. You really look at it when the calendar turns to August 1st, you sit and see where your team is after 4 months of baseball. What does it have to do the final 2 months to continue to be in a pennant race? And so that when you do get down to the nitty-gritty from mid-September on, are you playing games that keep the fans on the edge of their seats and having them, you lose a game and they start singing that the season's over, and then you win another game and you're right back rooting for them to get to the postseason. So the roller coaster ride's pretty wild. But that's what we have provided our fans this year. We'll obviously have another winning season. We won game number 81 yesterday. So we'll have back-to-back winning seasons. We'll have back-to-back seasons, hopefully, where we get to the postseason. So we'll find that out in the next 7 days. And, this is a baseball team that not only is built for right now, but certainly built in real good fashion for the future.
I'm looking at the schedule, Bob, and it appears they have Thursday off. Is that correct?
Yes.
And I
yes.
see, too, that Mr. Kluber and Mr. Francona will serve as celebrity bartenders for a very special fundraiser. Can you tell us what that's about?
Yeah, Velasaro, they do bike races, Sandy Alomar, Bart Swain of our media relations department, really the ringleader of this fundraising effort, the bike ride that they had earlier in the summer. Our chairman and CEO, Paul Dolan, a real biker enthusiast, as is Bart and Sandy Alomar, who actually designed the Cleveland Indians corporate team's uniform, the biker shirt, that they wore to add a little bit more fundraising opportunity. Corey Kluber and our skipper Tito Francona will be at the Barley House having some fun as celebrity bartenders. So Sandy will be there as well. Should be fun.
What else is planned for this homestand for fans who are coming out for this final week of the regular
season? Yeah, the big
season?
Day to circle promo-wise is Saturday. Saturday is our fan appreciation day. We'll have Sugardale Dollar Dogs. We'll have post-game fireworks. We'll be giving away lots and lots and lots of goodies throughout the entire game to fans in the stands and having a lot of fun with that. So one of the dates, if the promo day is your cup of tea, then circle Saturday as the date. It's a 7:05 game against the Tampa Bay Rays. We have four here, two today with Kansas City, off day Thursday, then three with Tampa. We have to really root for the L.A. Angels, Toronto Blue Jays, the White Sox, Texas. Those are the teams that we need to play well so they can beat up on the Royals, the Mariners, and the Oakland A's. The four of us are all bunched together for the final two wild card spots. So that's the way our rooting interests go. Is rooting for the Tribe and then rooting for some of the other teams again, like Blue Jays and the White Sox and the Angels and the Rangers, to play well here the last week of the season.
Well, as we found out last year, there are sort of three wild card spots available if you end the season tied with the second place team. So I don't know if I want to go through that again, but I'll take that over nothing. But
exactly. Well, we would love to play in that one game wild card playoff. That's what it takes to get ourselves back into the postseason swing. We'll do what it takes. I know our guys are, it's been a real interesting season for us. Some wonderful stories that have come out. The Corey Kluber story, Michael Brantley, your ace and one of the premier outfielders in baseball. We have a premier catcher in Yan Gomes, Carlos Carrasco, Cody Allen in the bullpen. Some real wonderful stories that have played out this season.
Well, we have our task in front of us with Kansas City in town, and we can really gain some ground on the Royals if we take care of business, as the saying goes.
Yep, take care of business tonight, get a real quick 1-2-3, and then go play the 7:05 game and get another win. We'd be 1.5 back in the wild card if we can get that done today. So big game for the Tribe, big night for the Tribe tonight.
Not a bad way to enter the month, or I would say the season of autumn, which comes in at 10:29 tonight, in case you didn't know, Bob. We'll talk with you again next Monday. Appreciate it, Bob.
You got it, boys. Take care. Have a good week.